In the studio with me tonight is Laurie Wilson, the director of DAP Fashion 2015. It's the 64th annual fashion show over at UC. Laurie, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Always happy to be here.
Let's start at the beginning. DAP is UC's College of Design, Architecture, Art, and Planning, and this includes a five-year fashion design program. Tell us about the program.
The program is world-renowned. The students begin together, both product development and fashion design students go together for 3 years, and they develop foundational skills in design, problem solving in fashion, basically, understanding concept and creation. And then for the last 2 years, they either specialize in fashion design or product development. And fashion design is fashion design, and product development is concept, can be utilized in a variety of different industries, but it's based on soft fashion design. So it's an incredible program and one that we think so highly of because of the co-op involved with it. It is a five-year program. So after the freshman year, the students begin to alternate semesters in the work industry and then back in the classroom.
Macy's has been a 10-year sponsor. Do the students co-op with Macy's?
Yes, the students do have opportunity to co-op with Macy's or do internships along the way. Macy's 10-year sponsorship is of our fashion show as our presenting sponsor. So, you know, it was conceived of by Rudy Javosky, who was in their store planning division, and he had worked with our interior design and architecture students and then became knowledgeable about the show and said, well, there should be a marriage here of these two things.
So is there a large room for these students with sewing machines like Project Runway? How's that work?
Yeah, several studios. You need to come visit. We do have several studios on our sixth floor of the DAP building, which is on the corner of Clifton and MLK. And yes, there's everything you need. There's sergers and knitting machines and sewing machines. And yeah, they work. They do the whole, for a senior thesis, it begins a year earlier when they're starting with their inspiration and then the concept of what the collection could be. Then they do flat pattern, they do muslin, they drape. It's all in process. In fact, some of the in-process muslins are actually visually on display at the downtown Macy's. Will be right before the show, so people can kind of see how that process works. And then they create their collection in their fabrics, and then it hits the runway.
These are seniors?
Yes, seniors. And we do feature garments from our underclassmen as well. So the audience gets to see the process. The first year students in their design process, they work with IKEA fabrics and use what would be traditionally interior fabrics for fashion. They do children's wear. We have body wear, dresses, knitwear, tailoring, and then the senior thesis.
So how many students are going to be participating?
Well, in the senior class alone, we have 23 product development students and 29 fashion design students. So we have between 55 and 60 seniors. And then of our underclassmen works, there will be probably upwards of, well, garment-wise, we'll end up having close to 400 garments in the show.
So 400 garments in the show. And how many students will this represent?
We will end up representing, I'm just calculating here, probably close to 100 or so, 120 students.
So they have more than one piece in the show, some of them.
Right. The seniors' thesis collections can be 4 to 8 pieces or 4 to 8 garments.
And the students aren't models. Where do the models come from?
Okay. No, the students usually aren't models, but we have a model call early in the year, and we look for regional models who have runway experience. Our runway is 88 feet long, so it can be intimidating for somebody who's not ever walked professionally before. And we end up with about 35 models, adult models, in the show.
Wow, they stay busy with 400 pieces.
They do stay busy. Well, and we count our children's wear, too, because we have children in the show, too, and we'll have about 45 or so children's garments, so that's fun.
And you have a dress rehearsal that the public is invited to also.
We do have what we call the reality rehearsal experience is on Thursday the 30th of April. It shows Friday, May 1st, Thursday the 30th. It's an opportunity for people to come and watch the process of putting the show together. Now, it is not the final fashion show, but they will get to see the garments and they will get to see us stop and start and say, this is what we want you to do on the runway and all of that. So it's really interesting. It's especially interesting for students or younger people who have an interest in possibly doing this for a career, and they can get lots of behind-the-scenes looks at it.
So the designers will be there as well, watching the models with their works on?
They will.
That must be exciting for them.
It is. It is exciting for them. It's really exciting for them on Friday night because...
Lights and music, too.
Everything. The venue is at the Campus Recreation Center, which is right in the middle of campus, and we transform the entire first floor into something that you would see if you came to, you know, New York or Paris. It's a huge venue. We have 1,500 seats and this mega stage and runway, and the lighting and stage design is put together with lighting design students from CCM. So we give them an opportunity to work with us as well. The hair and makeup is done by students from the Frederick Saveda Institute. So we really look at this event, which when you're in the audience feels like you're at a major fashion event. You just really get transformed. But it's all student works coming together, and it's really a wonderful experience.
And it usually sells out, doesn't it?
It does. We're close. Within about 150 tickets of selling out right now.
So folks should check with you before they might go to make sure that there are tickets. But dress rehearsal, they might be able to get into.
Absolutely. Dress rehearsal, you can. And you do buy tickets online ahead of time. They can go to the DAP website and just follow the links to the fashion show, and it will take them to the online ticket purchasing portal.
Lori, can you tell us about some of the other activities that are surrounding the fashion show?
Absolutely. DAP opens its doors to the public the final week of April for what is called DAP Works. And that is a showing of all of the senior works of our students in all of our disciplines. So from fine art to architecture and interior design, industrial design, graphics. Of course, the fashion students are there as well. And it's a wonderful opportunity. It's free and open to the public. It opens up on Tuesday night, the 28th of April at 5 o'clock with an opening reception. And then the showcase is open every day from morning until evening until 8. It's a wonderful way for people to experience the creativity that goes on in that college and a great place to bring young students if they have an interest in design.
And where is this in the DAP building?
It is in the DAP building, which is at the corner of Martin Luther King and Clifton on the UC campus. And there is parking in the DAP parking structure right behind the building.
That's good. And there's plenty of signage to get people to DAP Works?
Absolutely. Yeah, you just walk in the door and you'll start seeing signage wayfinders right there.
Well, that's the DAP Fashion 2015, the show. It's on the campus of the University of Cincinnati on Friday, May 1st, with a dress rehearsal on Thursday, April 30th, which is also open to the public. I've been speaking with Lori Wilson, who's the director of this fun event. Thanks for coming in tonight, Lori.
Thank you so much.
You'll find more information about the fashion show and various activities at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.